Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? It is absolutely incredible to be with you guys on this Monday, starting the week off right with some Niners content. And, you know, we concluded our last show, which was before the crazy, you know, March Madness and all that kind of stuff. I want to give a break because I did shows in the past on March Madness, and I'm always mad because I'm like, I want to watch the games, and then our numbers are crazy low and all that stuff. So I was like, you know what? Let's just chill out. Shout out to the Longhorns. But also, we had this awesome super chat from Derek at the end of the show. And, you know, his question was, where is the average draft position of the 49ers starters? And, you know, I was just very honest. Dude, I don't know. but the 49ers Rush community is unbelievable. And I have to say thank you to everybody that's showing up, all the hashtag CCs, all that stuff. I mean, you guys are just freaking the lifeblood of everything that we do here. And, you know, I had not one, not two, but three all-stars come through and tackle it from a different methodology. And so that's what we're going to do today. We are going to go back through, one, the active roster of the 49ers, the starters, the entire 53, even the practice squad. Where is the average draft position of all of those, and how do you kind of weigh that, and what information do we get from that, right? So I have to give shout-outs to, you know, Ben from NY Niners, Brian W., and Oscar, the freaking legend. They all came through, and it's so cool whenever you tackle these in different ways. And so we're going to go through each one of those. And then I want to wrestle with this kind of draft philosophy question, and it's not my own. Got this from The Athletic. They were putting out some things with Dane Brugler, and the question was very, very simple. Would you rather draft for home runs, or would you rather draft and never miss? Every single pick is a hit, right? So again, approaching the roster analysis of the current 49ers in a way of, well, which one of those criteria do they hit or miss on, or home runs, and what does that look? And so I'm going to look back through the past several drafts for the 49ers, which is bad. There are some bad things. And we're just going to kind of see what information we can get from that. Shout out to Josh. Shout out to everybody. Love all the hashtag CCs. You guys are the best. Appreciate y'all. Glad to be here. So this is going to be a very fun, informative episode, and kind of a glance back, right? We're almost a month to the draft, not quite, almost a month there, but you got to look back before you could understand where you are and which way you're heading and which way the 49ers are. And a lot of people always use kind of the oh, well, Shanahan doesn't learn, he's too stubborn, blah, 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 blah. I don't know. I think their draft philosophy has definitely changed. I really, really do believe that. And so again, thank you to everybody for showing up. This is going to be a fun one. And yeah, Jacob right here. Some of those hits will be Hall of Fame level players. So I would take hitting all the time, or more often than not. We're going to come back to that. I love that. So I'm going to start that comment. We're going to come back. This is episode 1623 of the 49ers Rush Podcast. And again, this conversation, we're going to approach it from two different lights. Started with Derek in the super chat. He's a freaking stud. What is the average draft position of the 49ers starters? Okay. So my man, like I got to give it to Brian. I typed it out wrong. Brian W. He went together and just like the way that he did it was, okay, you know, Nick Bosa is a starter. Well, he was drafted the first round. He didn't do it like the pick weight. Like he didn't do pick two or pick whatever, just first, second, third, you know, all the way up to seventh round. And he counted undrafted free agents as an eighth round pick, right? There's only seven rounds in the draft. So like, and then you just average it. You got, you know, 22 starters if you're counting the nickel and the Sam backer on on offense, right? Or that's 12, and then you've got your 11, all that kind of stuff. He went through and just counted them all. And what he found was the offense is 3.92, right? So closer to the fourth round, so back into the third round. So I enter in the calculator, all this fun stuff with how that works. It comes out to basically pick number 95 for the offense, third round. So whenever you're doing undrafted free agents, you throw in Brock Purdy, right? Pick 262 or back into the seventh round. That's where that comes. So the offense around pick 95, the defensive starters, actually earlier, they came out with the 3.09 grade, which comes out to pick 70. So the defense pick 70 is the average kind of draft position of the starters. And the offense pick 95. So defense early third, defense late third. And again, what I think is kind of interesting, you know, the 49ers don't have a third round pick this season. They just traded that for Osa. And like you look, it was pick 92. Like that was the pick you traded, which is like almost exactly where the offensive starters are. So if you're just looking at starters, late third round for the offense, early third round for the defense, which if you know anything about Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch, they believe in that defensive front. They believe in that defensive front. And I think that that's a big deal. Appreciate you, Jess. You guys are awesome. Right here. Seems like it's going to be a low percentage of hits and home runs. That's there. Look at this from YUG. Appreciate you, man. The answer is that is how competitive is your roster? Very complete draft for the moon building. Draft for the moon building. Give me lots of starters. Man, I don't know. I would argue that that is the exact way the 49ers built a roster, right? You even had the quote from John Lynch where he said, you know, when we first got here, we were just trying to figure out guys that could play snaps for us. And then a couple years later, he says, you know, we're looking for pillars. And now we're looking for guys that could be the foundation of our thing. So, maybe you just kind of throw in darts early on, getting whatever you can. But once you have your roster set, then it's time to swing for the fences. Ooh, I like that. Again, we're going to be going back to that. What's up, Jess? She's finally catching alive. This last draft and the upcoming draft will be some of the best. The stats from last year's draft, we're going to dive into that. Ooh, man. I think people are going to be kind of shocked a little bit by the analysis that you have from the last couple drafts. I really, really do. Now, how many home runs? Ooh, that also maybe not great. I mean, I'm not sure what you constitute a home run, but we'll dive into that. Right here, Jacob, I mean, the number of first-rounders is a small percentage of starters on the roster. Yeah, undrafted free agents make up so much. And I understand why there used to be like 14, 15-round drafts. Now it's just 7 because it's been made for TV and production value and all that stuff. And so, yeah, I mean, 7 new players on a 53-man roster every year, that's not enough. It's just not enough. And such a high injury rate league, 49ers, you know, probably more so than most teams, that's there. Right here, Rick says, special teams are also third round. Sorry, I had to do it. Yeah, I'm still pissed off about that. That's what it is. Oh, what's up? YUG, I didn't know that's Mark. My man, Mark P in the house, stud. Right here, Monkey Boy says, you know, makes sense. Need those defensive big play guys that are early in the draft. What Kyle is interested in, can you do your job well and consistently? So it's safer, but can he scheme them up? That is huge. Consistency is what I want the 49ers to focus on more than anything. Whenever, you know, we're a little late with the show this morning. I'm now in the stage of draft work where I have to alter my schedule, which is not good for me. I am just going to be very, very honest with you. Like, I wake up and my productivity is level 100, and it just slowly crashes throughout the day. Was that way whenever I taught? Was that way whenever I coached? That's just who I is. Like, I wake up ready to tackle the world, and as things go, it just, man, and then I'm in bed by 9 o'clock. It's just, I have to do it. It's just what I am. So now my schedule was wake up, do film, and, you know, breakdowns and all that stuff. and write the show. No. Now we're in draft season. I have to wake up and start, you know, not doing film breakdowns, just doing film analysis and writing profiles. Like, that's where I have to be for the next month to get everything done for the draft book that we put out. And, you know, all of our Patreons and the 49ersrush.com subscribers will get that every single tier. So if you haven't signed up over there, go do so. That is the how I pay the bills. It's how I feed the fam. So if you like what we do here, which the next film breakdown that we have scheduled, Cassius Howell, the speed edge rusher, and we're going to be diving into almost all of the first round possibilities and breaking down their film, showing you every single play, strengths, weaknesses, game tape, not highlights, what they can, can't do, and why they fit the 49ers. We're going to start with Cassius Howell, and that's going to be there. So, again, a lot of draft content, and if you want to see all the free agents that the 49ers signed, those are already broken down on there. And we're going to continue to add to that. I want to do some more Mike Evans tape just because he's so freaking fun to watch. And so you can go over and see that, the49ersrush.com. That is up. And so go support us over there. That's what's up there. Oh, what's up? We got my man Kenneth. He says, hashtag CC John, watch and listen with Donna while playing Monopoly. She's homesick. Hope we draft a speed edge guy. How don't we draft a speed edge guy this year? Yes, you have to. You don't have it on the roster. It's the only glaring hole that you do not have fit on your active. You're building out to 90. I would say 53, but you're building out a 90-man roster right now. You don't have a speed edge guy. You don't have one. Do not have one. Have to get that. And let me just say, Don, I hope you get to feeling better. You are amazing. It was so great meeting you this year. That was awesome. And I'm just saying this. This is my Monopoly strategy here. Build cheap early. You got to focus on those two, that first row and that second row early. It's what you got to do. And then you get aggressive, and then you acquire the expensive properties later. That's what, so build small early. That's how you're going to win. So, yeah, you get those light blues, and the purples, and the oranges. Got to go for those early. Anyway, that's my Monopoly philosophy. I love Monopoly, man. If you're not willing to waste or ruin a relationship on Monopoly, you're not playing right. You got to play for blood, which is not okay in real life, but that's the way you play Monopoly. Anyway, now let's get to a different approach on the 49ers' average draft position of their roster. Oscar and my man Ben, they went through and did the entire 53-man, okay? The entire roster that they currently have now. And even to the practice squad, the freaking studs out there. So here's, and they did a pick by pick. So not just a first round pick, but the number 2 or the number 38 or the number 90, whatever, and then average it all together. And the philosophy that Ben used that I thought was kind of interesting, undrafted free agents counted as the last pick. Like Brock Purdy was the last pick, 262. So an undrafted free agent counts as 263. Right. And you go through and you kind of build that out and all those things. The entire roster comes together as pick 138.3. All right. Well, what the hell does that mean? And where is that? If you look at the draft chart, that is the back end. That's a fourth round compensation pick. And funny enough, the 49ers have pick 138 this year. So the average roster spot draft position is actually back into the fourth round. That fourth round compensation pick, so if you want to count that as a fifth round pick, as Kyle Shanahan would, that is the average roster spot, pick 138. That is where that is. The regular season is wrapped, and the NBA playoffs are finally here. There's no better way to cash in on the high-flying hoops action than Prize Picks, a preferred partner of the NBA. Every bucket, every dime, every win means more when you're playing Prize Picks. So don't pass up your next shot with Prize Picks and get $50 instantly in lineups when you play your first $5. And they have Do It Live 2026 NBA Final Sweepstakes, where you pick live squares during NBA playoffs and you could win a trip for two to the NBA Finals. To enter, you make a $5 lineup with at least one live NBA player pick. During any of the 2026 NBA playoffs, live player picks are picks made after the game is already in progress. And if you've never played Prize Picks before, you just pick more or less on 2 to 6 player stat projections. It's that easy. You get them right, you win. It's one of the easiest apps to use. So download the Prize Picks app today. Use code 49ers to get $50 on lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. That's code 49ers to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks, a preferred partner of the NBA.
I'll be honest, this summer is stacked. Between that one big international soccer tournament, America's 250th anniversary, and the Route 66 centennial, people are going to be traveling. What a lot of folks don't realize is that taking a trip in an RV is a whole heck of a lot more enjoyable than TSA lines or stodgy hotels. And you don't even have to own an RV or drive one to take part. With Outdoorsy, you can rent an RV or camper almost anywhere in the country. You can drive it, tow it, or have it delivered and set up for you. And these aren't bare-bones setups. Many come with full kitchens, bathrooms, showers, and real beds. It's often more affordable than hotels, especially for families or groups. And everything includes insurance, 24/7 support, and roadside assistance. If you're thinking about a summer trip or just planning ahead for the rest of 2026, get 10% off when you book using promo code OUTDOORSY2026. Head to OUTDOORSY.com. That's OUTDOORSY.com, promo code OUTDOORSY2026.
We have the tech to get food delivered in 15 minutes, but we all have horror stories about buying tickets. The Game Time app gives fans the advantage. Get amazing tickets in just a few taps. Fees are included, so what you see is what you pay. And the Game Time guarantee means authentic tickets at the best price every time. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets to concerts, sports, comedy, and more with Game Time. Download the Game Time app and create an account for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply.
Which, man, a little bit different, but it's weird to think that a fourth round pick, now that's kind of the medium pick of the draft itself, right? 138. Well, there's 260, you know, this year's 257 picks, which changes year to year with the compensation picks and how that's awarded out. But there's about 260 picks. 130 is kind of right in the middle of that. So take for that what you will. You wish it was all first rounders because you get that elite talent, but that's just not the way it works. Because undrafted free agents, they're going to skew so much of this from where it is. I was going to say, you know, just off the top of my head, I thought late third round. And if you're looking at the starters, that is the answer, right? Late third round. But if you're looking at the full roster, late fourth round is where that is. But man, I again just want to say thank you to, you know, Oscar, Ben, and Brian. You guys crushed it. I love the passion. I mean, you're sitting here watching Niners content, man, in March. I freaking love you guys. Everybody participate right now. Thank you. It's incredible, and it just shows how much you care about your fandom, and I think that's a beautiful thing. One, hopefully we have a good time. Kind of what we're trying to do here. And so, yeah, Howdy says longevity and consistency is tough to find in the NFL. It really, really is. And you know, I just went back to 2021 in my draft analysis of, you know, this question: never miss or go for home runs. Never miss. Every single draft pick stays on your roster, and every one of them is an NFL player. So here's how I calculated each draft, okay? Still on the roster. How many players from your draft are still in the roster? How many were home runs? And then how many are still in the NFL? And then the last criteria were misses, draft misses for your team, meaning they did not return value, adequate value, or really contribute in any way, shape, or form. And so, like, I'm trying to understand. It's very easy to say, oh, the 49ers missed on all their picks, which a lot of people say. What does that mean? Like, if you don't draft an all-pro player, is it a miss? If you draft a several-year starter, like, is that a miss? Because, like, I would argue, like, if you start, like, you look at Jair Brown, right, who I'm not a fan of at all, but that dude's played a lot of football, and right now he's starting for this team still, despite, you know, going into his third year. Is that a hit? I think it has to constitute as that because of the starts and the amount of playing time, but, like, I don't like it. I don't want him to be the starter. I I really, really don't. But I don't consider that a miss. You know, a lot of people always used to get mad at Mike McGlinchey, and they're like, man, Mike McGlinchey sucks. Mike McGlinchey is one of the highest paid players in the NFL at his position. Is it a home run? No, but that is not a miss. He's still, I think he's about to be on his third contract. And is a starting right tackle in the NFL, one of the highest paid players. Is he worth that contract? No. Aaron Banks, is that a miss? I don't think so. Again, one of the highest paid players. Is that a good contract or whatever else? So, like, a lot of times, I don't like using this language, but, like, casual fans that just jump in and it's like, well, you're either the worst or the best. There's no in between. Nuance is important, and so I think it's important to constantly look at that. And if you're getting contribution in any way, shape, or form, and we'll kind of define that as we go through these years. We'll see how that goes. And then, you know, Maria, this is something that I want to dive into more, but I just don't have the time, sadly. How do the Niners compare to other teams in terms of hit rate in the draft? They're up there. They are up amongst the top. Now, some of the years they aren't. 2022 and 2021, those were bad draft years. But if you look back since Kyle Shanahan's been here and John Lynch have been here, they're amongst the top. And I think the number of division titles, the number of playoff wins, and Super Bowl appearances, those would signify that. Pro Bowlers, all pros, you name it, they're up there. Now, no Super Bowl wins, and that's kind of the thing. So kind of do with that. But yeah, Jacob says, you know, overall in the middle would be my guess. They're at the top. They're not the top, but they're definitely in the top quadrant. I think you would have probably the 4 to 5 teams that everybody can kind of think of and name. And then the 49ers would be right outside that. So 32 teams in the league, 16-17's average. 49ers are going to be kind of in that 5 to 10 category with draft hit rate. That's right, man. Howdy. Let's get them, baby. Let's get them. Let's get them. Yeah, Bobo right here. Been waiting a long time for number 6, and I ain't leaving 49ers Rush content until we do. Man, I appreciate you, Bobo. We've all been waiting. We have all been waiting. my man, he says, I just try to understand, John, how and why the horns are still in the dance. Coaching matters, and you show up, the players show up whenever it matters most. They got the big-time players, man. It just took a while to gel and switching coaches, but it's what it is. It's fun to see. It's fun to see. Let's see here. A lot of misses. Yeah, meal ticket. I completely agree with kind of everything you're saying, and that's okay. Disagreements are great. And no, I don't count players in the first year as a miss. So let's dive in. Let's start looking through these and understand this. Disagreements are great. There ain't nothing wrong with that. And I understand some people are totally negative. Some people are overly positive. Wherever you fit on that spectrum, that's cool. Let's go through and let's look at this. So let's start with the most recent draft class for the 49ers. Let's go to the 2025 team draftees. How many are still on the roster? 100%. Every single draft pick is still on the 49ers roster. That's huge. Okay. Not a lot of teams can say that. Now, it's only been 1 year, but still, that's where that is. Now, home runs. Is it too early to tell? I don't have one home run in this draft class. Not one. If I had to pick the best draft pick, that's Upton Stout, but still very far from saying home run status or anything along those lines. I just don't think that anybody could say that. Now, too early for misses, but Nick Martin, Junior Bergen, those seem like two misses, whether that's, you know, injury related, whatever. I mean, those are two. And if we're just looking at like players that didn't play, well, there's a lot more than that because Nick Martin didn't play really at all. Jordan Watkins didn't really play at all, even though he flashed in training camp and preseason, but then the injury set him back. Curtis Work didn't play at all, but that was by design. You drafted him off the torn ACL. And then Junior Berger didn't play at all. So like, 1 year is way too early to say on misses, but Junior Bergen and Upton Stout are getting, Junior Bergen and Nick Martin are close to that, but definitely not written on that. But the fact that 100% of your draft picks last year, and you had how many, 3, 6, 9, 11 draft picks are still on the roster. That's huge. That's huge. So like a lot still to be determined. But 100% still on the roster, so the book ain't written on anybody. Is there any home runs? Not yet. Not yet. There are some key contributors for sure. Mikael Williams, Alfred Collins, you know, Upton Stout, CJ West, Jordan James. He's going to be a factor this year. Marquis Siegel, Connor Colby. That's not a bad draft class. And, like, I'll say this. If you could tell me you have this draft class year in and year out, you're going to build a badass roster. You have way too many contributors. Now, a lot of them are role players. A lot of them aren't home runs. A lot of them aren't. But, man, that is a freaking solid draft class. But it's almost impossible to judge a full draft class after 1 year, especially whenever Kyle Shanahan does not play rookies on offense. He just doesn't, especially at skill position. He just doesn't. Guard is the only place rookies have ever played for Kyle Shanahan. Either that or you have to be a first or second, you know, round wide receiver. That's about it. You know, George Kittle, that dude's a Hall of Famer. He's a little bit different. Like, just a weird injuries. Then you can play. Now, let's go into the 2024 draft. Guess what? 86% of this draft class still on the roster. The only one who isn't is Jared Kingston. Everybody else still with the team. Now, even Jared Kingston, 100% still in the league. So it's only 2 years, but everybody has found a home and is playing in the NFL. Also, guess what? Here's the third criteria. No home runs. I think Dominic Pooney is the closest, but he is not a home run. I think that he is a quality starter, and I think that he will be a starter for a long time. But, like, I don't think that he's Pro Bowl level yet. Maybe that could change. He's not All-Pro level yet. Again, maybe that could change. But he is definitely the most valuable from that draft class. And, you know, Pro Football Reference does a weighted approximated value. Dominic Pooney has a 15 grade. Then you've got Renardo Green, Ricky Pearsall, 8. Malik Mustafa, 8. Tatum Bethune, 5. Garrido, 4. Cowing, 1. And Kingston, 0. He has not gotten much playing time outside of special teams. Again, 2024, 86% still on your team, 100% in the NFL still, 0 home runs. I would say 3 misses right now. In 2 years, I would say still too early to say, like, a miss. Kingston's a miss. He's not on your roster. That's a miss for your team. Jacob Cowing cannot play, hasn't played. Couldn't figure out the playbook, then got 2 hamstring injuries. And then I would say Isaac Garrido, but at least he's contributed some and helped win meaningful games like up in Seattle. But those are my 3 misses. So hits, Ricky Pearsall got to stay healthy, but for sure not a miss. Renardo Green, not a miss. He's got some issues. Dominic Pooney, not a miss. Malik Mustafa, not a miss. Tatum Bethune, it's 7th round pick, not a miss. That dude started half the year as your Mike backer and showed promise. As a 7th round pick, that is not a miss. So, no home runs. Dominic Pooney's the closest. I would say 3 misses. 3 misses for me. Let's see what you guys have to say about that one right there. Yeah, cheap rookie contracts. I think that that's huge. Let's see here. Yep. Monkey says, you know, guys need to get the experience, got injured. Some guys we wanted to sit and learn were pushed in. No such thing as too much experience. I agree with that completely. Kyle gets frustrated if they mess up, then pulls them. Yeah, he gets very, very upset. Jacob right here, still potential in the 24 class, but as yet to be realized, not a bad draft class. Pearsall, Green, Pooney, Mustafa, Bethune. Like, that's pretty damn good. It's not great, but again, no misses or home runs. If you're going for home runs, you hate the 2024 draft class. You hate it. But to get that many contributors in a draft, only 2 years in, that's huge. I really do think that that is huge. Maria, last season shows it doesn't always take superstars to win games. Of course, you need and want your stars, but you can win with a couple of stars. Role players matter. Well said. Got to have 22 starters. Salary cap league. Coaching can get the most out of your players. I think last year, Kyle Shanahan showed that more than anybody. He had no business being in the playoffs. You had no business making it to the second round of playoffs. No business at all. Jacob, if Ricky P stays healthy, he's a great wide receiver too, but that's huge if. Yeah, I think I saw somebody put out today. I want to make sure I attribute that to the correct person. I'm not going to find it. Anyway, not going to find it. Yeah, he should be a 1,000-yard wide receiver. He just got to stay healthy. A perfect match for Brock Purdy. Jacob, like, Ricky Pearsall and Brock Purdy are a perfect tandem in this offense. It's a perfect scheme, perfect quarterback, skill set matched with the wide receiver. It's perfect. You just got to stay healthy. Mikel taking up all those double teams. His knees can't hold up clearly. Sorry, Billy Ticket. I don't understand why you would get that. He's had one knee injury in his career. But that's okay. That's okay. You keep doing what you're doing, man. Mustafa has had a full camp. Pooney played injured most of the year, so this should be a better representation of the year. You're hoping so. You're really, really hoping so. I thought that this was important. What did you draft Mikel for? You drafted him to stop the freaking run. You could stop the run game. Remember Nick Sorensen? Every team just ran down your throat nonstop. So Robert Saleh comes in and says, we're going to stop the run. You get Mikel, you get Alfred, you get CJ West. We're stopping the run. They did that. And right here, Justin, you know, 49ers run defense 1-9 with Mikel Williams was 6th in the NFL. The times without him was 26th in the NFL. Somebody doesn't know what they're talking about, and that's okay. Great to catch you. Great to be with you, my friend. Great to be with you. Every single team wants a Mikel Williams. This year, it's Kendrick Faulk out of Auburn, and that dude's going to go top 15. Like, it's going to happen. Kendrick Faulk's going to go top 15. You watch his highlights, it's nothing sexy. It doesn't really do it. Like, it's nothing that's just like, oh, this guy's a killer. But, like, that's not this draft. We're going to give into that just a little bit later as well. Let's see here. What did Mikel go? 11? Kendrick Faulk's going to go top 15. He's the same damn player. Same player. Not same player, but similar player, similar build, similar whatever. The NFL values those players. Very, very much so. Now, a lot of casual fans don't get it because they don't watch tape. They watch highlights and box scores. And there's nothing wrong with fans that like highlights and box scores only. Nothing wrong with that. Appreciate them whenever they do stop by. They're not in here watching now. And if they are, they're putting a lot of terrible takes in the chat. That's okay. We love you anyway. But like, that's not the way the NFL works. That's just not what it is. Now, let's get to the 2023 draft class, okay? 55% still on the roster. This is not a good draft. Jake Moody's gone. Cam Latu's gone. Robert Bill's gone. Robbie Bell's gone. Now, 100% are still in the league, which is impressive. Zero home runs again, which means 3 consecutive drafts with no home runs. That is a major problem. Major problem. 7 misses. Only 2... quote unquote, I don't want to call them like hits, but they're not misses. D Winters is not a miss. Jair Brown, not a miss. I would argue neither one of them are good scheme fits. D Winters is a good scheme fit. He just shouldn't play Will. He should be a Sam back or special teamer only at this point until he learns to diagnose plays and clean up his eyes and just understand, just kind of what's happening out there on the field. Jair Brown, not a good scheme fit. He needs to go to a different defense. Not a good scheme fit at all. But this draft is terrible. I don't even think I have to argue. The 2023 draft it misses every single metric of success. Every single one. No home runs. Only 50% still on your roster. It misses on hits. It misses. It just misses. Now, you didn't have a first or second round draft pick, part of that Trey Lance trade. But, like, I don't think that there is anybody that would look at the 49ers 2023 draft and think that it is successful in any way, shape, or form. Darrell Luter Jr., he's kind of the guy that still let's wait and see, but he just hasn't played. He just hasn't played. So, like, he's the guy that gives you a little bit of hope, but it's not a good class at all. There is no way to spin it. If you hate Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch and the 49ers, The 2023 draft is where you look and you say, yeah, this ain't it. Jair Brown, Jake Moody, Cam Latu, Darrell Luter, Robert Beal Jr., D. Winters, Braden Willis, Ronnie Bell, Jalen Graham. No. No. Just no. It's not a good draft. It misses every criteria that you could possibly have. And we're still like, it's 3 years out. All these guys are still in rookie deals. It sucks. It sucks. It's just a bad, bad, bad draft. Dan says, the great draft fail of 2023. Yeah, howdy. D. Winters and Jaya Brown being the best picks is rough. It was just awful, man. It was just bad. It was just bad. So, if you think the 49ers have drafted bad, you know, 2024, 2025, don't look at 2023 because that is just rough. And I feel like a lot of people kind of form their opinions in 2023 and 2022, which we're about to get to. And then they just stayed in that mold of these are bad drafts. I just don't think it's possible to say that about 2024 and 2025. I just don't think anybody in the NFL would say those are bad drafts. You can't get that many contributors. 2023 sucked awful, man. It was so bad, so bad, so bad. Now, let's go to 2022. Ugh. Ugh. All right. Here we go. Only 22% still on the roster. Yikes. Drake Jackson gone. TDP gone. Danny Gray gone. Spencer Burford gone. Contributed a lot. Samuel Womack gone. Kalia Davis gone. Tariq Castro-Fields gone. Just yikes, 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 yikes. Trey Lance. Sorry, this ain't the Trey Lance one just yet. Just bad draft. You only got two players still on the roster. Brock Purdy and Nick Sakell. So 77% of this draft is still in the league. Tariq Castro-Fields is gone out of the NFL. Ty Davis Price gone out of the NFL. That's two major, major misses. But you got one home run. So, and this is the most recent home run for the 49ers drafting Brock Purdy. Obviously, a freaking home run. Pick 262, like, might be one of the greatest draft picks of all time whenever it's said and done. Yeah, five clear misses, though. So, like, would you rather have the 2024 draft? Let's go with the 2024 draft, right? Or the 2022 draft, where you get a home run. You got a franchise quarterback in the seventh round, but five misses. Or would you rather have the 2024 draft, where you got a bunch of key role players? I don't know. I don't know if we're going to answer the question, but it's a fun conversation to have. Go through this draft. Drake Jackson, Ty Davis Price, no. Danny Gray. Man, Spencer Burford, the second best pick in this draft. He's got a 17 weighted approximated value. Samuel Womack, no. Nick Sakell, no. Kalia Davis, he has 9 points, which is third. He's gone now. Tariq Castro-Field, no. Brock Purdy, 44. And man, let me look at where does Brock Purdy measure on this. Yeah, Brock Purdy's the most important player in the draft, according to Pro Football Reference, right? This weighted approximated value. Brock Purdy has the highest score, 44. James Cook, 43. That was my number one running back that year. I got a bunch of flack for that. Derek Stingley Jr. is the third best player. He was my number one corner over Sauce Gardner. Got a lot of flack for that. George Pickens, then Devin Lloyd, Tyler Linderbaum, Sauce Gardner, Trent McDuffie, Tyler Smith, Drake London. That rounds out the top players of that draft. Not a good draft, to be honest with you, holistically, but the 49ers got the best player in the draft. Number one with the last pick of the draft. That's badass. So I don't want to say 2023 was a good draft because it sure as hell wasn't for the Niners. 22% still on the roster, and one of them's a practice squad, but the other one's your quarterback. Oh man, it's crazy. Yeah, that draft is crazy. But you got the best player in the draft. Best player in the draft. Now, last one we'll do. 2021. Still on the roster, 12%. They've only kept one player. And that is Diamador Lenore. And the further you get away and you get into second to third contracts, that's kind of the way that it goes. So only 12% is still in the roster. Demo, he's the only one. 100% still in the league. Like, that is weird. Like, you look at kind of like what's happened. Like, last or the 2022 draft, 77% still in the league. 100% of the 2021 draft still in the league. And listen to these names. Trey Lance just got $6 million. Like, I get it. Definitely horrible pick. But, like, dude's still playing. Aaron Banks, Trey Sermon, Ambry Thomas, Jalen Moore, Demo, Hufanga, Elijah Mitchell. 100% still in the league. And you had two home runs that draft. Two. Diamador Lenore, freaking home run. And Hufanga's a two-time All-Pro. Now, only one of those All-Pros were for you, and you let him walk. I really wish they wouldn't have. God, that would fix so much if you had Hufanga. But, like, who's a miss? Trey Lance, complete miss, for sure. Aaron Banks, not a miss. Trey Sermon, miss, for sure. That's two misses. Ambry Thomas, that dude played quite a bit of football for you. I don't think he was a scheme fit. He was scared of contact. Jalen Moore, not a miss. Demo, nope, not a miss. Hufanga, nope. Elijah Mitchell, no. You had two misses that draft. Like, people get pissed off about that draft class. You had two home runs, but you missed on Trey Lance. But you had two home runs. Two home runs. So in the last five drafts, you have three home runs total. Brock Purdy, Hufanga, and Diamador Lenore. That's it. Three home runs in five drafts. That's not good. Misses? Yeah, two misses the first year. Three, 2024. Seven in 2023, so that's 12 total. 17 total. And then I just did two total there. So 19 misses in the past five drafts. So you're averaging kind of four misses a year. Not averaging a home run a year. I don't know, man. I think just this constant looking back, I think it just reveals a lot about how the 49ers have done and what this roster looks like. But with the past two drafts of getting so many role players, I'm not upset at it. I'll take the 2024 and 2025 draft class over again. Man, copy and paste that shit on this 49ers roster right now. I'll take it. I'll take it. No home runs, but role players. Or would you rather have the draft where you have so many misses but one home run? Oh, man. Yeah, howdy. The Niners are riverboat gamblers. In this draft, I love it. I love it. I love it. Let's see here. Yeah, we're trying to scramble. I want to stay on task as much as possible. Yep. Man, that dude has hijacked the entire chat. That's okay. Y'all have fun. Y'all keep going with that one. I'm staying away from that one. But yeah, it's been fun. I love draft content. Obviously, I do. You guys do too. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here. Now, let's shift a little bit. I want to talk trading and what that looks like. I got a question about Nick Bosa's contract I really, really want to get to. And I want to talk about if the Niners want to trade up in the draft and what that looks like or would look like. And is it reasonable? Right after this. 49ers Rush Road Trip is going down under. The 49ers and Rams play in Australia to open up the 2026 season, and we got you covered. We are now taking deposits in a partnership with X Hospitality and True Fan Travel. All you have to do is go to 49ersrushroadtrip.com, and you can sign up right there and get your deposit in. It's $499 deposit, but here's the kicker. Fully refundable all the way until the end of May, which that's going to give you several weeks after the official announce of the schedule. But we're trying to build this out and make sure that we have spots for everybody that is serious about going. So, however, if we fill up our spots and you didn't get your deposit in, then I hate to say it, probably not going to be able to travel with us. We're covering direct flights from San Francisco all the way to Melbourne. We've got four-star hotels. We're all going to be staying together. I can't announce that until the NFL announces. They've got a lot of red tape on that. Game tickets, which it's going to be very difficult to get game tickets for this international game. It's the first game ever in Australia. We got you. We got transportation to and from the game. We have all-inclusive tailgate before the game. We have a rally the day before the game with a former player. We'll announce that later. We're going to the wildlife refuge. We've got wine wine tasting, and dinners covered. We've got you. So go to 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. Go ahead and check it out. Make sure you like it. And again, if you're one of those people that's like, I'm not coming from San Francisco, we have non-flight options. So if you just want to meet us there, that is there as well. If you want to stay longer than the 7 days that we're going, you do the non-flight option, fly out on your own. You join us for the week of the game. We have everything covered. Everybody is welcome to come, all ages included. So go to 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. Get your deposit in now and make sure you save your spot for this legendary event, 49ers Rush Road Trip. And if you have any questions, just go to the site, fill out the contact list with, hey, can I do this? It's on the site. They will get your questions answered. And if they don't, email me. 49ersRushPodcast@gmail.com. I will get you your answers. Do not miss out on this once-in-a-lifetime event. All right. I got a question from David R. He emailed me, and he wanted to know, is the Nick Bosa contract tradable or untradable? So I dove into the contract and just like several different things that I want to talk about, because this seems to be a question I'm getting a lot. One, Niners aren't in the business of trading top-tier talent at premium positions. I think they learned a lot from that DeForest Buckner situation. And, man, you look through the draft, like, Nick Bosa's don't grow on trees. I know there's two Bosa brothers, but, like, he's going to be a part of this team moving forward, period, period, period. Like, having said that, if you did trade Nick Bosa, you'd only save $1 million cap space. Like, it's not a cap-savvy move to do so. He's only 28. He's got 5 Pro Bowls, 2 All Pros, and a Defensive Player of the Year. And he's going to be extended after this season. They kind of built into the contract the renegotiation plan. And this is kind of what happens with superstars at premium positions at quarterback, wide receiver, defensive end, left tackle, is once that signing bonus, you get a prorated over 5 years. You have this giant cap-heavy year, which is next year on the Nick Bosa deal. You know, his cap hit goes from $22 million this year to $54 million next season, the 2027 season. That's built. They built the contract that way so that, you know, you can extend him, and he will be extended next offseason, and that's going to just lower that cap hit deal, and you're going to spread it out over the next 5 years. It's just the way the 49ers do business. It's the way the Eagles do business. It's the way a lot of teams do business with these kind of paramount home run players, and he's a freaking home run. Now, let's just play it out. What would you get if you traded Nick Bosa? Well, you know, coming off the injury, you saw it with the Max Crosby thing. I don't think that he would get the same as Matt Crosby because the contract is a little bit different. Bosa got paid a considerable amount more, but like you talk about 2 first-round picks, I think that that could be there, probably first and second if you traded him right now, because now you're post-free agency. The cost is less, right? Even Max Crosby wouldn't go for 2 firsts after Baltimore backed out. So like I don't think Nick Bosa would either, especially coming off of more of its second ACL, right? So a first and a second you could probably get right now. I just don't see it. So one, why would the 49ers do that? This is not a great draft. I'm going to talk about that a little bit later. Not a great draft. And actually, the contract's tradable from the opposing team acquiring Nick Bosa because $88 million of that have already been eaten up in signing bonus stuff. So like, and the restructure's built in. So I don't think even the conversation of trading Nick Bosa is really on the table. I don't think that the market is there now post-free agency because the teams that were desperate for that premier pass rusher, they went and paid and got their premier pass rusher, whether it's Trey Hendrickson or Owe or, you know, fill in the blank. Like, those teams went and got there, and then there's the draft coming too. So, like, next year, it's possible, but I really, really don't see it. Now, here's the next question from David, and I appreciate this. Does the 49ers free agency mean that they are in a position to trade up in the first round of the draft? Is there a player or position number in this draft that makes sense, like getting up to number 15? So no, no, and no. And I hate to be like the wet blanket, and you know, if I made a video that's like, oh, the 49ers should trade up. Why the 49ers should trade up to number 15? Like, it would get a lot of views, but I just don't. It doesn't make sense. This draft has 4 blue chip players, in my opinion. Four. That's it. That's low. Low. I got Mendoza, Jeremiah Love, Carnell Tate. I love Carnell Tate. And Arvell Reese. Like that. That's those are my blue chip guys. The rest all have questions. Probably my next closest pro day today was huge. Like I that corner out of LSU, man, Mansoor. I'm pretty high on that dude. Like I might put him up there, but again, it's corner. But like that's what this draft is. Like I've got a linebacker hybrid, I've got a running back, I've got a slower wide receiver, and a corner. Like usually your premium players are quarterbacks, offensive tackles, edge rushers, wide receivers, right? Like this draft is not, it's not a bad draft, but there's not a big difference between pick a 10 and pick 45. You're getting the same guy. You're getting the same type player. I've got 17 first round picks. And if some, and there's just so many questions whenever, like here, like I've got Denzel Boston as first round grade. I just can't shake that grade from him. He's a slow wide receiver. I don't think he's slow, but he's a strider. He's 6'4", you know, whatever else. Hey, you can look at, you know, defensive ends like Cassius Howell. Tape says, okay, first round player. He's got some of the shorter, he's got shorter arms or as shorter arms as Reuben Bain Jr. Like, I love Cassius Howell, and I hope the 49ers take him in the first round, but he's not making my top 15. He's just not. Is he worth the 27 pick? Sure is. But like Akeem Mesidor, dude's almost as old as Nick Bosa is, and he's about to be drafted. That's got some issues. Tape's great. There's just so many guys. Kalen Bakes, defensive tackle, man, broken foot, question marks there. CJ Allen, linebacker, Anthony Hill. Like, there's just so many players with question marks that just make it like, man, I cannot put a first-round tag on this player. I just can't. So now the question becomes like, okay, let's trade to 15. Let's just play it out. Maybe somebody falls that you're just in love with, and the Niners love them more than I do, and you're just like, oh, got to have this player. Monroe Freeland. If you're a diehard offensive line, 49ers got to do something. Monroe Freeland, I think he goes top 10, by the way. I remember whenever people were saying he was a second-round player, and me and Anthony had a show. This was before the combine, and we're like, no, dude, this is a top 15 player, period. Monroe Freeland's going to be the first tackle drafted. Maybe the Miami kid, Malioga, but like, if it's a zone team, a lot of teams are going to have Monroe Freeland their number one tackle on the board, period. It's just what it is. So, like, let's just play. All right, let's trade up. Let's say the 49ers are going to trade up. What's it going to cost to get up to pick 15, all right? It already went and did all the maths and all that stuff. To get to pick 15 would cost number 27, your first rounder, number 58, your second rounder, and your first fourth rounder, number 127. That's what it costs on the chart. That's not even a value trade. That's not hoping. Like, that's just what it costs. 15. Maybe you get up to 14 because it's not a top-heavy draft. Maybe. So you mean to tell me you're going to walk out of this draft with a first-rounder and three-fourths? That's it? You're going to walk out of this draft with four players? I don't understand how that makes sense. Like, who would have to drop? Who would have to be the guy there that you're just like, oh, yeah, let's throw away all this draft capital to go get them, okay? We'll just go through. This is consensus top players, okay? Mendoza ain't dropping. Reese ain't dropping to 15, right? What's the probability this player drops to 15? David Bailey, no. Jeremiah Love, you ain't doing that for a running back. Francis Malioga, no. Sonny Styles, you're going to do that for a linebacker? I don't think he falls to 15. But, like, you're going to trade all that for an off-the-ball linebacker that might rush off the edge whenever you already have Fred Warner? No, I'm not doing that. Reuben Bain drops that far? Maybe. He's not dropping that far. But, like, if he was there and you offer the first, second, like, no, I'm not doing that. I would love to have Reuben Bain. Caleb Downs for an off-ball safety? This is deep safety class. Carnell Tate? I would do it for Carnell Tate. I would do it for Carnell Tate. He's not dropping that far. Spencer Fano, nope, not doing that. Mansoor Delane, chance he falls to 15, but like, I don't want to trade that for a corner. I just don't. Not in this corner-friendly scheme. I would not do that. The 49ers, the most they've ever spent on the quarterback position is a late second rounder, Renardo Green. And you're paying Demo. Like, I would not trade that much. I love Mansoor Delane. Monroe Freeland, maybe. Maybe. Mekhi Lemon, no. Jordan Tyson, no. McCoy, no. Kenyon Sadiq for a tight end, no. Guard, you know. Vega, no. Kendrick Falk, like, just no. There's no player in this draft that has a realistic option that I would do that for. Carnell Tate, Mansoor Delane, Monroe Freeland. I'd have the conversation what it would cost to trade up, but no, I'm not giving up that much draft capital. I'm not. Now, the second part to his question that he goes to, what if you include a player? What if you include Mac Jones to jump up all that, right? Like, okay, why would you do that? And is there another team? Has to make sense for you and the other team. So you pull up the draft board and you're like, okay, who needs a quarterback in that range? All right. Well, let's just start with it. Dallas at 12. Nope. Rams. Nope. Baltimore. Nope. 15. Tampa Bay. Nope. 16th. The Jets. Okay. So now you're going to give up pick 27 and Mac Jones to jump up to 16. The Jets are in full freaking tank mode, guys. Why does it make sense for the Jets to go out there and acquire a quarterback when they're in full-on tank mode? They have built their entire roster to just tank for next year. They've traded all of their future, or they've traded everything that they had away just so that they could get cap space. They just traded for Geno Smith. They just traded for him. They traded for Geno Smith already. They are going cheap, 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 tank, tank, tank. So, like, why would the Jets do that? Let's get Mac Jones. He could help us win game and ruin our stuff for next year's elite draft. I just don't say it. I don't see it. It doesn't make sense to me. I would be happy. I wouldn't be. I don't know if I'd be happy. Again, what player are you doing that for? If Mansoor Delane, Monroe Freeland, you know, if one of those guys fell, then sure. But, like, I'm not going to do that for a tight end and Kenyon Sadiq. I'm not doing that. That does not make sense to me. And I don't see Kyle Shanahan doing it either. I don't know. So, like, let's keep going through what other teams picking in that range does it make sense. 16 Jets, 17 Lions, no. 18 Minnesota. They just traded for Kyler Murray. I think they're happy with Kyler Murray, Carson Wentz, and J.J. McCarthy. One of those guys is going to, like, I don't know. Like, I do think that would be a perfect fit for Matt Jones, but why would they trade for Kyler Murray if they're going to also turn around and trade for – it just doesn't make sense. Four quarterbacks in that room, and they actually paid Carson Wentz some actual money. Carolina, 19, no. Dallas, 20, no. Pittsburgh, 21. That makes sense. Like, that would make sense, but, man, you're giving up – like, you would have to get back – you would have to get back some more cap space. So to trade from 27 to 21, you give up Mac Jones. Pittsburgh has a lot of picks in this draft. They would have to send us like a third round pick as well. So you'd get the, you know, the 21st overall pick, one of their third rounders. They have pick 76, pick 85, pick 99. Let's just take their middle one. So Pittsburgh gives up 21 and 85. They get 27 and Mac Jones. I don't know. You get an extra third round pick, which is cool for the 49ers, but like, I'm not sure the player you get at 21 is going to be different than the player you get at 27. Those grades are just a mesh, just a mush. That's kind of this draft. There's a lot of quality second round players. Yeah. And then the other way to get up to trade up is to give up 2027 draft capital, and no team is doing that willingly except the Dallas Cowboys. But again, Cowboys are dumb as shit. They always have. And yeah, right here, give up your first and second round pick, gets you to 16. I'm not doing that. I just do not want to do that. Maybe they do it right here. I do it for Jeremiah Love. He ain't making out of top seven. Yeah, that dude's so freaking good. Trading back is the way to go. Yes. Yes. 49ers don't even use the fifth round option anyway. So, like, yeah, trade back. I love that. And yeah, if you trade Mac Jones, get 2027 picks. I'd love that. That's going to be fun, man. Oh, Jets would never do that. It might help them win games. They're not trying to win games. It's a weird quarterback room for Minnesota. Yeah, they're just, they've got three plays. And, you know, Carson Wentz didn't look awful. He looked way better than JJ. Kyler Murray's going to win that job. And next year's draft class is unreal. So, like, figure that out. Yeah, Pittsburgh seems like a possibility. Mac is better than Rodgers at this point. I agree with that. That kind of makes sense. Pittsburgh has a lot of draft capital. That's the only one that makes sense. And then my question just is, what type of player you get at 21 that you're not getting at 27? Is that worth it? So let me ask you guys this. Let's do this then. Okay. 49ers give up Mac Jones and pick 27. You get back pick 21 and 85. Do you do the trade? Yes or no? You get a first and a third this year. You give up your first and Mac Jones. So you're jumping up in the first round, which is equivalent to 120 points, which is a third round pick, and you're getting a third draft. So basically, you're trading Mac Jones for 2 third round picks. Would you do that? Yes. Or would you do that? No. Is Mac in 27 worth jumping up to 21 and pick 85? No. Heck no. Yeah, right here, Justin says there's a chance Dylan Thienemann is there at 21. I love Dylan. He's in my gray area for a second round grade. I love the safety out of Oregon. You want to trade up for a safety? 49ers never spent more than a third round pick on a safety. You mean to tell me you're going to trade up for a safety? I'm not disagreeing with the player. And he's probably going to fall in on my board pretty damn close to 20, 21. So, like, that's a best player available type whatever. But 49ers don't give a damn about that safety position. They do not care. Would they do it? I'd be cool with it. I don't think that they would. I love Dylan Thienemann. He's my number two safety. I think he is a stud. Colin says no. Won't be there at 27. Logan, me personally, I wouldn't. Right here, my man Mark said, personally, I'd take the best 2027 they'd give me and 88. If I, yeah, I'd do that too. Like if they gave us a second rounder for next year, yes, I'd do that. I'd jump on that right now. But nobody is trading away 2027 capital. Only the Cowboys. Nobody else's. Big Red says, nope. Howdy, nope. Trade back is the best option this year and keep Mac. I'm cool with that. Ooh, Bear, he says, I would do that. I like that. If it happens there's a different trade to be had with the Steelers than the scenario you provide, definitely possible. I'm just trying to make it make sense on the chart, right? So, one, you got to find a team that wants a quarterback. Two, you got to find a team that is a reasonable trade and not, like, you know, absurd whatever. The Pittsburgh trade that we put forward kind of makes sense, whether that happens or not, or even if they might not even be interested in Mac Jones, but that's what it is. Logan, not to mention this is a deep, deep safety class. Bud Clark, Bishop Fitzgerald, Ramsey, there's a lot of them. Big Brick says, you know, if we keep Mac Jones in 2026 to play out his current contract, but then let him walk a free agent, we would get a comp pick from him in 2027? No. You would get a comp pick from him in 2028. So he leaves next free agency. Is that, yeah, yeah. So he'd leave next year. The compensation pick would come the following year. So that'd be a 2028 comp pick because you got a year delayed there. So yeah, that's there right here. What's so good about the 2027? Is it a quarterback draft? Heavy quarterback, heavy offensive tackle, heavy wide receiver, heavy defensive tackle, heavy, like there's it's stacked, bro. It's a good draft class. But yes, so like once there's quarterbacks involved, then all draft capital gets upgraded, even if you don't need a quarterback, right? Go to the Trey Lance trade. You traded a team that didn't need, quote-unquote, a quarterback. You did it with Philly and Miami, right? So, like, that was pick 12 to pick 3. You can't do that trade this year for pick 3. Why? Because there's no quarterbacks. Like, it just doesn't work that way. You have to have quarterbacks drive all of draft capital. They drive it all. Whether you need one or you don't, it affects everything. Look at the big trade up for Jackson Dart, right? Like you see this, like quarterback drives draft value, and there are a bunch. I'm not the only one saying that. I feel like that's pretty much a consensus take. Will they pan out? Well, that's a different question. But the value of those picks are huge. And I think that that's going to be there. No guarantee that Mac Jones signs a big deal. If you look at, let me see here. What did quarterbacks get? Let's pull up the free agent quarterback deals. This year wasn't really the biggest. Well, shoot. I mean, you look at freaking Malik Willis got $22.5 million per year. Malik Willis. Like, that's insane. It's supply and demand. It is supply and demand. And so, like, if you're sitting there telling me you don't think Mac Jones can get that contract that Malik Willis just got, that came back. And so that $22 million deal is currently scheduled by Over the Cap to be a fourth-round pick. Now, playtime incentives. If Malik Willis starts the entire season for the Dolphins, that's going to bump it up to a third-round pick. So Mac Jones leaving, very safe to assume it's going to be a fourth-round pick. What did Devin Lloyd get per year? Because he's penciled in to get a fourth-round pick as well. He got $15 million per year. That's a fourth-round compensation pick on Over the Cap. So I can guarantee you Mac Jones, even if he doesn't take a snap and Brock Purdy stays healthy all year, is getting $15 million a year next year. Guarantee it. Guarantee it. Chapman approved. Boom. Stamp it. So will he be a guaranteed third-round compensation pick? No, I don't want to go there. But fourth round, yes. Yeah, if he would sign, you'd get a fourth-round comp pick back in 2028. So kind of worst-case scenario. Worst-case scenario. Yeah, right here. Ben, thank you. My alter freaking ego. Ben's the freaking man. You're the man, Ben. If Malik is good for 22, Mac's good for 25-plus. Yes, 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 yes. Silent, if 2027 is a big quarterback draft, chances are teams will sign Mac as a bridge starter and draft a high quarter. Yes, yes. That's what the team's plan will be. But I could also see teams being okay with a back end, like, let's say Pittsburgh, right? A team that's not going to have a chance to get those top flight quarterbacks in the draft. That's the type of team that would go for a Mac Jones. Like, I could see that. I don't want to say like the Rams or something. If Matt Stafford retires, you know, a team that's not going to be picking in the top 15, those are the types of teams that will pay to get Mac Jones as their quarterback. That's just kind of what it's going to look like. And yeah, right here, back to Mark. You know, if Mac Jones could go to a Shanahan clone offense, you might be able to ask for more as he's clearly a fit. The spots are filled up. And so when we looked at teams that were so quarterback needy and you have three of them being okay with tanking, that is now the quarterback market is not as empty as you thought it was, because you have the Jets, you have the Cardinals, and you have the Dolphins saying, we're fine tanking. We are okay. In fact, we're doing it on purpose. So we don't have to get a proven quarterback. We just got to try to be a little bit competitive to build our culture, and then we're just going to take a quarterback next year. And that's what that is. So anyway, this has been fun. I have enjoyed today's show, and it's fun looking back and then also looking forward in the draft. So looking back and forward, it just kind of hopefully gives us a better picture of the way in which the 49ers do business. And we allow that to kind of interpret how we move forward with our predictions and mock drafts and all those things. And so for us in the 49ers Rush team, we're just going to keep grinding and working on all this tape and building out these profiles and trying to find where we get similarities. You know, we got three right last year. I want to give myself credit for Marquis Siegel, but I kind of backed off that one late. I said the 49ers were going to draft him earlier, but anyway. We'll see how it goes. But you guys are incredible. And until next time, stay strong, faithful.
We have the tech to get food delivered in 15 minutes, but we all have horror stories about buying tickets. The Game Time app gives fans the advantage. Get amazing tickets in just a few taps. Fees are included, so what you see is what you pay. And the Game Time guarantee means authentic tickets at the best price every time. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets to concerts, sports, comedy, and more with GameTime. Download the GameTime app and create an account for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply.